Gardeners will soon be snapping up all kinds of plants at the new Westminster Horticultural Society's annual plant sale. At its April 9th meeting, Society members had a low-key celebration to celebrate the Society's 90th birthday. Now, its members are hard at work readying for the return of the Society's popular spring plant sale. The new Westminster Horticultural Society's spring plant sale is on Saturday, May 4th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This year's sale is ending an hour earlier than past years because all of the plants were sold by 2 p.m. at the 2023 sale. This year's sale is once again taking place at St. Thomas More Collegiate, 7450 12th Avenue. That's just across the border at the corner of Kingsway and 12th Avenue. In Burnaby, the new Westminster Horticultural Society held its first meeting on March 28, 1934 at City Hall. These days, the club meets monthly on the second Tuesday of the month, except January, at Centennial Lodge in Queen's Park and holds other activities, including its popular spring plant sale. More information about the new Westminster Horticultural Society can be found on its website. Garage sale season returns. Garage sale season will soon be getting underway in New West, giving folks a chance to search for new-to-you treasures. Here's a look at some of the neighborhood yard sales taking place this spring in New Westminster. Massey Victory Heights 19th Annual Garage Sale. Saturday, May 4th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. A list of participating households will be found at www.masseyvictoryheights.com. Queen's Park's 27th Annual Neighborhood-Wide Garage Sale. Saturday, May 11th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you're hosting a neighborhood-wide sale, email T. McManus at New West Record with the details so we can include you in future coverage in the record. Home Tour returns. Tickets for Heritage New West's popular homes tour will soon be on sale. Gail North, a director with Heritage New West, said the Society's 42nd tour is being held on Sunday, May 26th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tickets will be available at newwestheritage.org starting on April 12th. Starting May 4th, folks can then take their digital or print receipt to Royal Sitcolors at 712th Street to pick up their ticket guidebook, which contains the addresses and information about the 11 venues on this year's tour and serves as a passport into all of the sites. This year's tour does offer an eclectic array of well-loved homes, North said. This year's offerings include a rented suite in a fascinating heritage apartment building, a beautiful church that's pursuing a heritage revitalization agreement to help restore the building's unique design, while building rental housing and expanding its on-site daycare, and an arts and crafts home that incorporates green technology. Bernie Legg Theater will be open to tour-goers to wander through. As well, they will be displaying a gallery of heritage homes art, North recently told City Council. It will serve as the hub for this year's tour. Heritage New West is still in need of volunteers to help on tour day. If you're interested in volunteering at one of the venues, email newwestheritage@gmail.com. The volunteers are so important in running this event, which allows us the opportunity to experience some of the rich heritage in New Westminster, North said. So don't miss your chance to step into the interiors of some of New Westminster's most charming examples of built heritage, including the city's heritage gem, Irving House.